From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck. If you just tuned in, my name is Ashwin Martin, and today I get to speak to an international South African-born artist, of course, Mitchell Godwin, to discuss his new single, You Are. And I must tell you, it's absolutely amazing. Goosebumps all over. Love the vocals. And I get to chat to him today to find out exactly what inspired him to write this amazing track. Listen, Mitchell, it's such a pleasure to have you here on Soundcheck. How are you doing?
All right, thanks to you, Ashman. Thank you so much for having me on, and thanks to everyone listening.
Listen, I want to know what sparked the idea for You Are, and its cinematic arc, you know, from quiet to quite explosive. this is an amazing song. Like I said in my intro, goosebumps. Tell me, Mitchell, what's going on?
I'm so glad it had that effect on you. Well, to start off, the cinematic kind of transition happened just because I no one's done it, you know, and I love classical music. I was, trained classically initially.
Oh, wow.
And then I wanted to have that transition. And of course, a girl and all the emotions that had come in from that experience sort of, shaped the song from that emotional perspective. That's what it's meant to share.
Thank you for sharing that. Can you walk us through the writing and the recording process? You know, are there any surprising twists that happened?
Wow, where to start? There were so many surprises that had happened. But I think one of the most sort of profound parts was just vocally what Daniel and I had planned. This had far exceeded the planning, that's what I should say. And some belts that are just ridiculous that I didn't know my voice could ever do,
Is this Daniel Barron that you're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Of
Daniel
course
Barron,
it is.
The one and only.
It makes sense. It makes sense. This is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we just worked together on creating something that was completely led by the feeling. You know, it was all an emotional journey, and we really feel that we encapsulated it. But when it comes to surprises, there were so many things we didn't expect to do in the song.
You just mentioned now about, you know, an emotional journey, but how do you balance vulnerability with a stadium ready chorus in this track? Because that's what it is in essence.
I guess you don't tell the girl that you're into. So yeah, I think that the way that we sort of do that, get into that sort of vibe, was you feel it as rawly as and intensely as you can.
Mm. As you can.
And that's really the most simple answer.
Beautiful, beautiful. How do you prepare your voice, you know, for those shifts in mood and intensity? Because like I mentioned, this is an explosive, powerful track.
I mean, ginger and garlic. Med lemon.
Med lemon.
Basically, tea is great. Realistically speaking, it's just from years and years of singing and practice. Oh, mm. And that's the main ingredient, I suppose, is practice. Yeah.
Practice makes perfect. Now, I mentioned now that Daniel worked on this track with you. Were there any other, you know, vocal influences also that influenced the track?
So definitely huge influences. Freddie Mercury would definitely be up there just because of the intense belts and the range. I wanted to sort of, you know, when he took on Bohemian Rhapsody as a project, he went for something that nobody had ever heard of.
Yeah.
And this song definitely had the same intention of like going from classical to intense pop rock kind of vibe, that punk pop ending. And Freddie was a huge influence. I wanted to have that same impact vocally. And then Louis Capaldi, just because he's hilarious, and I love his vibe.
Indeed. Listen, tell me, Mitchell, what personal meaning does the title You Are hold for you?
So here's the thing. We've heard so many songs that were released with a lot of the lyrics I've used in the song. And I didn't want to name it something the same. And to kind of get away from like angel or baby and get away and rather get into the interpretation that someone experiences when they have their own version of how they feel about their person or their significant other or someone that they like. And You Are was meant to leave that open for interpretation so that people could essentially stick their answer at the end of that.
Wow, well said. Thank you so much for sharing that. Before I let you go, what's next after you are? Are there upcoming tours? Where can people catch you, book you, you know, listen to your music? Spill the tea, brother.
Well, you know, it's all on the gram these days. So gram and TikTok, it's Mitchell Godwin on Instagram and Mitchell Godwin Zero on TikTok. I'm available there. And yes, huge projects coming in. We've got some insane stuff that we want to release. Yeah, you know, this is always a journey of so much in the pipeline, but it takes us time to come out. And yeah, that's what we're doing. I want as many people to be able to hear this and feel my music as possible. And yeah, so we've got some great things coming up soon. Everything will always be on the gram and on the TikTok.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Thank you so much for your time here on Soundcheck. Mitchell Godwin, of course, you can make sure that you stream You Are on all your streaming platforms. Listen, brother, it was absolutely a joy chatting to you. Hopefully you come and visit us here in Central South Africa.
I will make a plan and I'll be there.
Thank you for the opportunity, Ashman.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.